الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
Ex-UFC champ and now part of the broadcast squad, Michael the Count Bisping claims not to believe in God. Like most many atheists, self-identifying and self-professed, he turns all agnostic when questioned and when pressed.
Do you believe in God?
I don't, but I do debate it from time to time.
A willingness to debate it at least is a potentially positive sign. Some cling to skepticism, due perhaps in part to God's anthropomorphic depiction, as in Renaissance art. Like if this thing you call God was once begotten or began, be it celestial body, four-legged creature, or the stature of a man, then he's not just talking trash and being typically facetious when he taunts a born-again Belfort, "There ain't no baby Jesus.
There is no Jesus."
But in times of extreme fear, or conversely, elation, when man speaks from the heart sincerely, without hubris or hesitation, it is there we find amongst even the most ardent disbeliever a manifest belief in God, as if compelled by fever. Is this what we witnessed when the Brit won his bout? Was atheism cast aside? Did euphoria dispel the doubt? For in reaching towards the heavens, though his name may not be spoken, in the darkest depths and dizzying heights is belief in Allah awoken. Cause each and every one of us, those of us who are certain, and those who harbour doubt, were created upon a fitra, the primordial faith, a natural state which truth seekers seek out. It is known through revelation and reason, and by the fitra within, that Allah, wrote Ibn Taymiyyah, is high above everything.
Well, he's Muslim as well, so that makes sense.
Indeed, he was a Muslim sage, but more to his sagacious point. It's innately known, without being shown, God is heavens above this joint. It's only because we're heedless that our visceral gratitude subsides, the fitra gets reclouded, and belief in the beneficent one backslides. Man forgets his maker, his creator, his one and only Lord God. He returns to disbelief, the ungrateful, forgetful sod.
Yeah. I wish there was a higher power out there.
Your wish was already granted. Return to that state before it's too late, to the belief already planted.
Because we're told from an early age when we're born that it is there.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm the ignorant one for doubting that. So maybe just in case I'm wrong, what's there up, buddy?
So look then into Islam. We owe it to ourselves. Life has a greater purpose than chasing fame and wealth. Agnostics and idolaters, and those with biblical scripture, read the Quran, the Book of Islam, therein is the fuller picture. God's final testament sent for each and every nation, revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, upon him pray salutation.
But don't try and convert me.
It is Allah who turns the hearts. Our duty is but to convey. He converts whomever's deserving, the rest he leaves to stray. And should you refuse Islam, the invitation having been transmitted, bear witness that we, as Muslims, have faithfully submitted.
وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ.